Good afternoon, everyone. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. Just looking at my presentation here, I forgot to put the name of my organization at the top. I'm with the Independent Maine Marine Lamb
Harvesters. Can you introduce yourself first?
Oh, my name's Daniel Harrington, Dan. I'm with the Independent Maine Marine Worm Harvesters Association. We're a fairly new organization, so I basically have got just a rough overview of what took place over the course of this year with us. Over the course of this year, we have engaged in several activities, not the least of which was the commercial harvest policy situation at Acadia National Park. Many thanks to the Department of Marine Resources, Acadia National Park staff, and all the other fishery stakeholders involved for handling the situation very respectfully and inclusively. Later in the year, the IMMWHA engaged in two charitable activities. One was the collection of donations for the Salvation Army for the Children's Back to School program, and later a food drive in support of Hurricane Matthew victims in the Carolinas, where many of Maine's marine worms find their way to sport fishermen's hooks. Throughout this year, we also engaged in two collaborative research projects. One was a worm density study conducted by William Ambrose, professor of Bates College, and his colleague, Bill Locke. This has been an ongoing study since the early 1980s. This is the third year worm harvesters have helped with this project. The second project was funded through worm harvester license fees. The Department of Marine Resources met with the IMMWHA members to discuss a bait worm cull return study. DMR contracted William Ambrose for the project. Bill Locke conducted the field research with help from several IMMWHA members. The full report of this study can be viewed at immwha.com. This project was a huge first step in a collaborative research to actually learn more about the worm resource. It is also the first time, to my knowledge, that any research has been conducted in regards to worms' survival rates when being reintroduced to the mud. We would like to thank the DMR for their support on this project. We would also like to thank William Ambrose of Bates College, who is likely the foremost marine worm scientist in the world. Thank you also to Bill Locke for the field work and support. We hope this kind of research can continue and shed some light on a resource that very little is known about.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Senator.
Not a question. I just want to thank you, Dan, for being here today and for your work in this organization.
Thank you.
Representative Valley.
Say hi to your dad for me.
Certainly will.
Any other questions? Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for waiting long.